So Bhagavad Gita basically was spoken 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is at the present moment in state of Haryana in India, and it's in the northern part of India. And it was spoken 5,000 years ago, and it's very strange that this highest knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the middle of a battlefield. So many people say, oh, it's a very violent place, people have gathered to fight, and you are speaking about religion there. So it's a very strange strange location and strange setup. So that's why it, in this Bhagavad Gita as it is, it starts with, even before preface, there's a section called setting the scene. Like first it tells like, okay, not just straight, okay, you are not the body or the soul and all the philosophy. It tells, okay, what's the setup there. So at Kurukshetra, the two armies were assembled of Pandavas and Kauravas. Those from India were very familiar with Mahabharata. So there was a fierce battle about to start. And Kshatriyas, which were the soldiers of whole planet Earth, were assembled there. And on both sides, they were relatives. So they were brothers, cousins. So on one side, there was Arjun. So he was the greatest fighter of that time. And his chariot driver was Krishna. So on the cover you can see, like, Krishna is driving and Arjun is on the back side, on the passenger seat. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's so affectionate towards his devotees and friends that actually the position of a driver, if you say, is not considered very high class, you know. Like if you say, oh, I'm a chauffeur or I'm a driver, so prestigious position is you're sitting at the back, someone is driving, you know. But God himself had agreed to become the charioteer of Arjun out of love, you know. So example is given, there's a father at home, many of you have kids, so sometimes the child says, okay, become horse, so the child will ride on you, and father so he also likes that. So child also enjoys, father also enjoys becoming like a horse for his son. So that's why Krishna had such relationship with Arjun that he was his very, very dear friend. So he agreed, okay, I'll become your chariot fighter. Because as Supreme Personality of Godhead, God is he's like neutral towards everyone. He's affectionate towards everyone. So he said, I won't fight myself. Because if God fights, there's no competition. So he's called all-powerful. So there's no competition. So like if an ant comes in front of an elephant, say, oh, let's fight. There's no competition. You know, in his breathing, the ant will go in or something. The fight will not even start. So Krishna said, oh, okay, I will not fight. And I'll become the chariot driver. But because Arjun was very dear friend and he wanted his guidance and friendship and constant association, so he requested him, okay, you, I want just you. Whereas other side, Duryodhana chose the whole army of Krishna. Krishna gave his whole army, which consisted of millions of soldiers and elephants and chariots and horses. So Duryodhana on the other side, on the side of Kauravas, he took the whole army of Krishna. But Arjun just took Krishna himself, because he was intelligent. So he knew, what will I do with the whole army? He's God himself. But more so, rather than winning, Arjun was not even considered, not even bothered whether I win or lose. He just wanted to be with Krishna. So because in the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, it says, wherever there is Krishna, the supreme, greatest mystic, and wherever there is Arjun, or a devotee of Krishna, or a well-wisher of Krishna, like you, all of you are well-wishers of Krishna, that's why you have come to Krishna's temple. So wherever there is Krishna, and wherever there is a devotee of Krishna, there is always victory and success, and all the auspicious things are always there. So we'll read now from the 8th chapter. So Bhagavad Gita is arranged in 18 chapters, and the 8th chapter is titled attaining the supreme. In this very important verse is there, verse number 5. It has got a short purport. I'll just read quickly. It says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati sa madbhavam yati nastyatra sanshaya. Translation. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Purport. Purport is an explanation to the verse. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word smaran or remembering is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life if one wants to achieve success at the end of his life. The process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra given on this board. That's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree, taror eva sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, so that at the end of one's life, one can have full benefit of Krishna consciousness. So, a very beautiful purport. It's got a lot of meaning in it. So, I'll try to expand on some of the points. So, one point mentioned here is, the Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. So, out of all pure things, Krishna is the purest. And then it says, the devotee of the Lord is also the purest, because he is all the time thinking about the purest. So, Krishna is also, there is a term called a prophylactic, means he is so pure that if he just glances on someone, so if anyone remembers Krishna, if anyone chants his name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if anyone comes to temple or any association, if someone takes little prasadam, little bit affection with the purest, you get purified slowly. So that's the actually trick of Krishna consciousness, to become purified. So due to this material contact of this material nature, which is in Hindi is called bhautik jagat. So there are two types of world, bhautik jagat or adhyatmik jagat, material world and spiritual world. So material world, only problem is it's temporary and it's a place of misery. So no one wants temporary things. So we want permanent happiness, permanent satisfaction, you know. So so now we are here. So now we are trapped with these temporary things. So our body is temporary, our house is temporary, job is temporary, the recession is going on, it's too much temporary at the moment. So we don't know, tomorrow we will be sacked or something. So everything we can see, everything is temporary. So only permanent thing is Krishna consciousness. So anything related to Krishna is permanent. So if we take some prasadam, so it has a permanent effect on us. So it gives us some purification. So the example is given of sun. So Krishna is like a sun. So sun is so powerful, its heat, it has got heat and light, it's very powerful. So it casts its rays everywhere. So it is said, even in a dirty place, if there is sun, so it purifies the place. So the sun is very powerful. And so if we allow Krishna, because Krishna is eager to cast his mercy or his glance, his rays on us, So that's why he's here. We take darshan. Krishna is always looking towards us. And he's waiting. So how many people can come and take darshan? So there are darshan timings you can see. You can take long darshan and let Krishna glance at us. And we glance at him and get purified. So even by looking at Krishna, you can get purified. So unless we become purified, we can't be really happy. So if we want to be really happy, so we need some purification. So purification comes from all these devotional activities, which you can ask, like we are describing today. And you can also get in regular touch with those who are following these practices daily in accordance with this Shastra. So in Shastra, there are 9 processes given of Bhakti Yoga. Starts from hearing, which you all are already doing. So if you constantly hear about these things, you get purification. So hearing, chanting and remembering. So in this verse, the chanting and remembering is stressed. These two processes are given. So out of those 9, these two processes are stressed. So chanting is basically this Maha Mantra given here, the 16 letters. If we say this over and over again, it is not a normal or just an ordinary sound vibration. It's called the spiritual sound vibration. So it said, Golokera Premdan Hari Nam Sankirtan. So actually these sound vibrations are coming from the Golok Vrindavan. In spiritual world, there are innumerable planets, and the topmost planet is Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna is there. So these sound vibrations are coming from there to this world, and this is not ordinary sound vibration. So if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, so as soon as we chant, we are accessing that Golok Vrindavan, that spiritual realm, topmost planet of spiritual world. We can access that. So that's the power of this mantra. But due to our long contact with this whole material environment, immediately we can't see, like, oh, in a flash something will happen, or we'll go to spiritual world. And so immediately you can see it won't happen. In some cases it happened. It depends on our seriousness and sincerity. So if there was an example of a king, his name was Khatvanga. So he came to know about this process 1 second before he was about to die. So he came to know, okay, devotional process and you can get purified. So that moment he decided, okay, now I want to be Krishna conscious. So in 1 second he became Krishna conscious, and next life he went to spiritual world. So so here we can take little more time depending on our surrender to Krishna. So that's all right, because even if we fail to get purified, like 100% purified, if we get purified, for example, 6% in this life, so that's also good, because in next life, like after this body ends, the spirit soul within our body goes to the next body. So if anyone does this, takes up to this spiritual process, even if he does 1% progress, it is sure that you will get a human body. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this greatest danger of gliding, because there are so many living entities, there are plants, there are animals, there are birds, trees, so and fishes. So these all are considered lower than the human body. Because only in human body you can consciously do this devotional service. So Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita that even if you do 1% of devotional practice in this life, in next life you will carry forward that. You know, so that's a very, very relieving thing for us, that we can take something to our next life. Anything else, other things we can't take. So if we accumulate so much wealth, big house, you know, nice cars, and wardrobe full of clothes, we can't take anything. You know, you just tell, oh, at the time of death, oh Krishna, let me take one ring, that's it. I don't want anything, take whole house, everything. No, sorry. You can't take, you know. You never know, like, what will be the next body. Next body is a bird, what will you do with the ring? Try to eat it. So, but if you do, like you all are doing, you are hearing about Krishna. If you regularly hear, so next life, you will definitely start from this. If you finish at 7%, next life you start from 8%. So that's the surety Krishna gives. So then, next point, this is the power of chanting process. So if you chant some like Prabhu has got the beads, some people who chant regularly every day, they have got beads, a mala. So they chant on that, there are 108 beads. So you can start with one round of Hare Krishna. I also started like that. I did for 10 minutes, one round. Like I started 3 years ago, started chanting. And slowly, slowly, when I was comfortable, I increased a little bit. So I came as a student basically here, so I was studying. Students, there is no time. So when you start working, then there is still less time. So time is a problem. But whatever time, you can devote 10 minutes of your day, you can devote 5 minutes, you can chant Hare Krishna. So that's the power. So that's for your eternal benefit. So next part given is remembrance. So if you hear about something, if you talk about something, so what happens, later on you will remember that. So in the dreams, you dream about something. What you dream about is the things which are happening in your life throughout the day, previous month, what's going to happen. So that's what is in your mind. So if you hear about Krishna regularly, so Krishna will come in your mind. If you see Krishna, the deity of Krishna will come in your mind. So by practice, so it's like you have to build the stamina for Krishna consciousness. So there is an example given of Prahlad Maharaj. So he perfected his life by remembering Krishna. He was remembering Krishna 24 hours. So 24 hours he could remember Krishna and he got perfection. So just on Friday we had Narasimha Chaturdashi, appearance day of Lord Narasimha Dev. So so Bhakta Prahlad, who was a 5-year-old kid, he was a great, from his childhood, he could remember Krishna all the time. And his father was a great demon, big asura. So he was ruling whole universe. And everyone was fearful from him. So the demigods, the devtas, if he would just do his eyebrows like this, Hiranyakashipu, if he raises his eyebrows, the demigods would shiver. So that was his power. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was fearless. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to stop all the religious activity in all whole universe. He said, "Oh, kill all the cows, stop all the yajnas, and stop all these religious activities of all the saints and sages." But then he called his 5-year-old son, and he spoke, "Oh, what did you learn in school?" He said, "About Krishna." He talked about these processes of. He said, "I learned these 9 processes: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting." So he was so angry at him, but he was fearless. Prahlad Maharaj was fearless because he was always remembering Krishna. So it said, if Krishna wants to protect someone, no one can touch him or harm him, and if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can save him. So we see in the end of the fight. There was a fight between Narasimha Dev and Hiranyakashipu. It was just like a fight between a big elephant and like a small mosquito. He was killed. He was ruling whole universe, but he was killed like a mosquito, like a wasp in front of Narasimha Dev. So that's the power of remembering process. So at the moment, it's very hard to remember about Krishna because we have other things to think about. There is only 24 hours. How to think about Krishna? So we have to think about job, we have to think about our exams, our studies, our children, our parents. There's so many things to think about and we have to plan. So how to, this is, looks very, it's very hard to do that. But as I said, once we get purified by this regular attendance to the temple, to the devotional activities, it becomes easy to remember. Like 3 years ago, I didn't know anything about Krishna. But slowly by reading Bhagavad Gita, by listening from devotees, I got know little bit now. So there's some change. So you can also do. So next thing given is, yeah, there are so many impediments. So many things are stopping us from doing devotional activities. Like we have this program for youth group every Saturday. So I try to invite students, please come. We have, so they say so many problems. We have job on weekends. So students who come from India, they have to, like in India, I came as a student here. So I never used to work, never used to cook. Mummy will do everything. I've never cooked, never washed my clothes. But here, you have to do everything. There are no servants. You have to wash your utensils, you have to cook, you have to work, you have to study. So when all these things come together to the students, they say, then what? Where is the time for Krishna? You know, once a month or once a year we can go to temple. That's also good, but that's very hard. I also faced that. For 1 year when I was here, I never came to temple. After 1 year I came when I read Bhagavad Gita. I said, oh, what is this? Then I came to temple to buy more books and then I met devotees. So all these impediments will always be there. So like many people say, okay, once my this thing is finished, then I will take this Krishna thing seriously. Once I get my PR, that's what is blocking me. My son's, I'm shifting it to a new school. Once that thing is settled or something, I get a new job, this good job, so that 9 to 5 I can work, weekends I can come. So something or the other is always there. These impediments are always there. So it's only with me, like other people are little free so they can do. But actually that's not the case. Because the nature of this world is to put impediments on the path of your devotion. So what our reaction to that should be? We should be very tolerant. That's what this verse says. We should be very tolerant. So example is given of a tree. So you'll say a tree just standing there, or what can we learn from a tree? So these days we are reading every morning from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhagavat Puran. This has got 18 volumes of books, 18,000 shlokas. That's the expansion of Bhagavad Gita. Those who are interested in reading more about this philosophy, they can read Bhagavad Gita first. It has got 700 verses. And if someone is more scholarly, want to read more about Krishna, want to know more about Krishna's activities, they can read Srimad Bhagavatam, which is, you can see on the top shelf there, all the 18 books. So that expands the same themes of Bhagavad Gita in 18,000 verses. So we read one verse from that book every morning. So these days we are doing the 11th canto of that, and in which there is one Brahmana who learns from various teachers from the nature. So one of his teacher, he learns from a bee, he learns from elephant, from sun, many things. He takes lessons. Yeah, from prostitute as well he can learn. So he, from positive or negative, he just sees everything as guru. That's like he's like a real wise man. So one of his teacher is tree. So he says, I learn from tree as well. So then he explains what I learn from tree. So one thing he learns from tree is tolerance. So tree is so tolerant. So nature of tree is very tolerant, and it always provides things to others. So you take the wood from tree. You make this door, you make furniture, you make so many things. You make whole houses are wooden here. In India you see the brick houses, but here if there is fire, house is gone and very, very quickly, So wood, we take from wood, but it never protests. When you cut the whole forest, no tree will protest. Sorry. So that's the nature of tree. It gives not only the wood, it gives fruits. It gives leaves, banana leaf, we can make plate. It gives shade, In previous days, when a person will take journey from one village to far off village, he'll take rest under a tree. So the tree's shade is very soothing. So you will get relief from your tiredness. So it gives shade, it gives fruits, so it gives its bark, mendicants used to wear bark of tree for clothes. So, not now. Few of them do. So tree is always providing everything, and it will never protest, even if you cut the whole tree. So that's the lesson to be learned from the tree. So, for us, we can say, we can learn, okay, whatever comes in our way, at least we can come once a week. Most of you come once a week to temple. So even if you are not able to come, you can chant Hare Krishna at home. You can take Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita at home. You can get in touch with one of us. You can call us and hear about Krishna. We can talk about Krishna. There's so many things you can do. Because where there is a will, there is a way. So if you want to hear, associate with Krishna, the way is open. Krishna is ready to reciprocate with you. So that's another lesson given here. And another thing is said, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra constantly and incessantly. So this is a point very hard to understand at the moment, because there is a book called Nectar of Instruction. In that it is said, the ideal aim of Krishna consciousness is to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. So how can you, even I am not doing that. So how to do that and why to do that? So that's a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. At the moment we have to push ourselves to start chanting. But at an advanced state we have to push ourselves to stop chanting. Because the name of Krishna is very sweet. It's like a example in that book is given, it's like a sugar candy. So sugar candy is like very sweet and tasty. But if a person has got a disease called jaundice, if you give a diseased person, oh, take this sugar candy, and if he tastes that, he will say, oh, this is sour. He won't feel the sweet taste because he is diseased. So the cure for that disease is also the same sugar candy. If you give the diseased person sugar candy, slowly he gets relieved from his disease and he can taste the sweetness of the sugar candy. So similarly, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is actually very sweet. Some sweetness we can see when we chant and dance, you can see, you can feel some spiritual vibration. You can feel the sweetness of that mantra. But in a regular practice when we chant over Hare Krishna on the beads, we may feel, it's very hard to do. But it's actually not. Slowly, slowly by practice, I also felt like I said, I started with one round and slowly, slowly I continued. So it's very, very sweet. And it is a permanent asset for us. So it's worth investing some time to chant Hare Krishna every day. So you can start with coming to temple and attend the kirtan. That's very powerful thing. So every Sunday and Saturday evening, 4:30, we have this kirtan. And 7 o'clock also today, we'll have this kirtan singing. You just come and repeat Hare Krishna after singing. So it's very nice to start that way. Then you can become more serious. You can take some beads, chant at home, or even on fingers you can start, at least in your mind. You can say little loud like we are talking, so not in mind. So the sound has the power. So Krishna has invested all his transcendental energies in the name itself. So the name is actually non-different from Krishna. So when we say Hare Krishna, so actually we are calling Krishna. And he's there. So because he has got supreme power, so I am here at the moment in this temple room, and I am not in India with my mother on Mother's Day. I'm not there. So that, because I'm very limited, I can be at one place at one time. But Krishna is unlimited. He can be at every place at all the time. So it says, ito narsima parato narsima. So Narsimha Dev or Krishna is here also, he is there also. Yato yato yami tato Narsimha. Wherever I go, there is Krishna or Narsimha Dev. So that's the power of God. Otherwise, what's the use of being God? God means he is all powerful, he can be everywhere. So when we chant Hare Krishna, even if we are going in tram or train, we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This mantra you can note it down, or you can take a card from us. Which says, you can just chant this mantra, say a little aloud, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At that moment, Krishna is there. So, by slowly, slowly, when we chant, we get purified and we can actually see Krishna face to face. So, one day comes when we get totally purified, we can see Krishna eye to eye. Like I'm here, Jitesh Prabhu is there. So, we can see each other. So, similarly, Krishna will come like that. He is there, but we are not able to see because of the covering, that contamination is there. But by chanting, and hearing about Krishna, the contamination goes. So I'll stop there and I'll ask if there is any question or comments on the what we discussed, anything related to what we discussed, any questions at all. Yes, Prabhu.
What do you recommend for a person who is suffering from a mental illness? They are on medication and they find it hard to meditate and chant.
Okay. So, depends on how, but they are open to like listening about, if you can put a tape, they can hear something. And as far as possible, if they can chant some Hare Krishna mantras, otherwise you can put a tape, nice kirtan in front of them. If they are on a bed, you can put a kirtan. They can hear the sound vibration, that's also good. But if you can request them to chant some rounds, that's also good, as far as possible. So there is no problem. As I said, even if they chant one mantra a day, that's for their spiritual, eternal benefit. That's the eternal credit, that won't be lost. So it is said we all are actually suffering from mental illness, we all. Because a person who thinks he is the body, which is temporary, that's actually mental disease. So to some degree or other, not to offend anyone, but that's what they say in a funny way I'm saying. So it's no problem. The degree is low or high, you know, depending, like when I sometimes go and distribute books, I say, oh, this is Bhagavad Gita. And many people, even from India, they're just like repelled, you know, as if it's something. So that depends on the level of the disease. So not a problem. So we all have disease. So as far as possible, you can try. You can give prasadam. You can take prasadam for him. And that way. So there's no limitation to devotional service. Nothing can stop devotional service. Bhakti is ahaituki apratihata. Nothing can stop devotional service. No mental illness, no physical illness, no problem. So as far as possible, if a person will eat, you give him prasadam, only prasadam. So at home also cook, offer to Krishna, say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, without just vegetarian foodstuff, without onion, garlic, mushrooms, and you know, all these things. So you offer the sattvic foodstuffs, offer to Krishna, say Hare Krishna Mantra and give. So he will eat, he will get purified. No limitation. So any other questions? So thank you very much. Now we have some prasadam upstairs. So you all can have that. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.